Today's Bob Almanac. Hi, Jim here, Neil there.
Right.
Did you have both Tom and John do
Gone, but not forgotten.
Okay,
yeah,
that's nice.
Yeah, they hung
Had
in.
To be a thrill.
I think it was for them. you know, they muddled.
Yeah. We have a couple of Bob Almanac salutes, sadly, here today. I had one all set to go, and then one of my contributors sent me information on another one.
Oh, boy.
Shame on you, your mama said.
One of the founding members of the Four Seasons, Tommy DeVito.
You told the lies.
He was 92. He's the one who sings the bass. He goes, silly girl, silly boy. He's playing guitar. And if you go and either see it, you see the movie or the musical, Jersey Boys. He's kind of the real Italian guy and the kind of the guy, kind of yeah. the spirit. Not just, you know, obviously Frankie Valli was the lead singer of that and had the great falsetto, but he was kind of the spirit behind the Four Lovers, as they were first known, and then the Four Seasons. And Tommy DeVito, he died at 92. He had COVID-19. So he was 92. He got COVID-19 and had that when he passed away.
Okay.
A couple of days ago. And then here just today, this happened last night down in Missouri, one of the and the last surviving member of the Legion of Doom, the Road Warriors.
Oh.
Road Warrior Animal passed away.
You fat people sitting getting drunk, eating potato chips in front of the TV show, watching Happy Days. Look!
From Chicago, Illinois, the AWA Tag Team Champions of the World, this is the Legion of Doom, the Road Warriors.
I don't know if there was a more destructive tag team ever in the history of professional wrestling than the Road Warriors, Legion of Doom, their manager Paul Ellering, Animal, and Hawk.
They were something else.
Yeah, it was. This is Joe Laurinaitis.
They dominated.
Michael Hegstrand was the other one. He was Hawk, and he passed away almost 20 years ago now.
The Laurinaitis was from here, right?
Yes, they both were. Okay. Laurinaitis, Joseph Laurinaitis went to Irondale, and Hawk went to one of the Minneapolis schools. They were from here.
Yeah.
And
they were dominant.
Dominated. They yep. were as entertaining as anybody. When it came to, they'd come in with the shoulder pads with the spikes and the face paint. And
they called a spade,
yeah,
too.
It was.
And I took offense to the fat people eating potato chips.
Well, that was me watching Happy Days. That
yeah,
was me.
Guilty.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, all right.
That struck a chord, no doubt. But Joseph Laurinaitis, his son James, played at Wayzata, then Ohio State, and then in the NFL as a linebacker. But
very good one, too.
He passed away last night in Missouri. He was down at a resort in Lake of the Ozarks. And not far from where I was at.
Sure.
We were further south in Branson, but sad to hear that news.
Yeah, very sad.
About Road.
He couldn't have been that old. How old did you say?
60. He just turned 60 a few days ago.
Wow.
Almanac today, Wednesday, September 23rd, 267th day of the year. We have 99 full days. If you include today, it's a hundo. 1779, this is the date that John Paul Jones said his famous words, "I have not yet begun to fight." But then he said, "But not before I have my coffee."
Right.
That's what he said. You have to have your coffee before you can fight on
well,
the bond.
I'll take on anybody.
And they had a barista. They had an on-site, on-ship barista on the Bonhomme Richard. I don't know if you knew that.
I did not.
Richard. They defeated the HMS Serapis.
Mm.
So it was huge during the Revolutionary War. We didn't have much of a navy at that time. We needed
we had the Love Boat.
We needed naval help from the French eventually, of course. That was 1779. 1806, Lewis and Clark returned to St. Louis from the Pacific Ocean and the Pacific Northwest. They came back. They told Thomas Jefferson, yeah, you might want to invest in this area of land. There's some good stuff and some mountains.
Can you imagine what they saw for the first time in their life?
And what they experienced. Yeah, tremendous.
Wow.
Unbelievable. 1845, the Knickerbocker Baseball Club. Do you know what a Knickerbocker is? Is that somebody who boxed their knickers? What is a Knickerbocker?
It sounds like it. I don't even know.
Long before the basketball team, the New York Knickerbockers, there was a baseball team. In fact, the first ever baseball team in America. The Knickerbocker Baseball Club of New York. Alexander Joy Cartwright, 1845. Did they even call it baseball then? Was it called Rounders or the other precursor to baseball? I don't know. That's a long time ago. That's pre-Civil War, Neil.
I'm looking up what a Knickerbocker is.
And actually, baseball then was popularized because of the Civil War, because people from other parts of the country, they were in the Civil War, most notably probably the Union, and then they would start playing and introduce this game to other people from other parts around the country. And that really helped baseball. If you've seen the baseball Ken Burns thing, that's how baseball became popular.
Sure.
And was popularized countrywide because of that. 1879,
it's
Richard
just
Rhodes.
Clothing.
Our invention of the day is our first hearing aid. Richard Rhodes. It had to be one of those big cones.
Right.
That had to be what it was at that time, 1879. 1889, hear this date. Now, this is kind of cool. Because the company Nintendo was founded on this date in 1889. It was called Nintendo Kapai. Obviously, nobody went back in time and introduced video games in 1889. No such thing. You're hearing Donkey Kong sounds, by the way, if you're familiar. Donkey Kong trying to rescue the damsel in distress from Kong. But this was a company that actually produced and marketed a playing card game. So Nintendo got their started in playing cards and then eventually became the Nintendo Company, Mario Brothers, Donkey Kong, Nintendo NES, Nintendo 64. The rest is history.
Yes.
Our patent of the day, we had an invention of the day, our patent of the day, flash bulbs, 1930. For photographers, this had to be huge. No longer did you have to light something on fire and have it explode for it to be a flash. If you needed flash,
good.
If you needed light in your photography, that was this date, 1930.
Didn't flash need gunpowder anymore.
Now, you and I are old enough, the old days where you had flash bulbs and you could only use it like it would rotate. It had four bulbs in it and they burn out. You can only use it once.
One time.
Very similar.
Mm-hmm.
Very similar, just you weren't lighting gunpowder.
God, I forgot about those.
Which could be dangerous.
You're right, the little square.
Plugged in on the top of it. Exactly.
Good call.
So 1930, 1952, Richard Nixon was talking to us.
We went down to get it. You know what it was? It was a little Cocker Spaniel dog in a crate that he'd sent all the way from Texas. Black and white, spotted. And our little girl, Tricia, the six-year-old, named it Checkers.
It was the Checkers speed. You know, gotta know whether your respective vice president's dog is a crook. Well, Checkers isn't a crook.
Checkers, the famous Checkers speech. Because
he was a sinner, but he wasn't a crook.
They claimed that it was an illegal campaign contribution, this dog. So improper campaign financing. It's just a dog. 1952, same day, 1952, in the studio, Hank Williams, his last recording session. Yes, Hank Williams Sr., Kalijah, You're Cheating Hard, among the songs that he
iconic.
Ripped down to acetate on this date, 1952.
Awesome.
Last recording session. 1962, 10 years later, if Hank Williams had only lived, this would have been, I'm sure, his favorite show.
Oh, TV theme time. Cartoon TV theme time.
We got to listen to it to its end here.
Oh, for sure.
Daughter Judy. Jane, his wife.
Mr. Spacely, his boss.
What a great jingle, a great song.
And it debuted on this date. It was ABC's first ever color television show that ABC had ever shown in color.
Mm-hmm.
That's a trivia tidbit here for
it
you.
It is.
And surprisingly, I'm always surprised by this fact that it only lasted one season.
Really?
It aired a lot in syndication. Then they brought in a new version of it later, maybe 20, 30 years later. But the original run of the Jetsons was only one season.
Oh, God, I have no idea either.
Pretty impressive, the staying power of
course,
George
one
Jetson.
Season then was 36 episodes, probably.
Something like that. You remember Rosie, the robot?
Yes,
Rosie,
yes,
the maid. Clankety clank, 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 clank.
And what about the dog? Astro.
Rastro. So that was in 62.
Good
76.
Stuff.
Now, at the present rate of taxation on GNP of 39%, doesn't this come to about the same $60 billion in increased revenue?
It was my understanding that there would be no math during the debates.
This was the date that, and I think that is actual audio from Ford Nixon on this date. Or was it Ford Carter? It was Ford Carter.
Ford
Gerald
Carter.
Ford, Jimmy Carter, 1976. Televised debate. Almost as entertaining as the debates Trump and Biden are probably going to be.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
76, 77, we said goodbye to Jill. Hello to Chris.
Maybe we will work with her, and maybe we won't. Did you hear that?
Yes.
Hi! Well, I'm here. It's me.
Who?
Chris. Chris Monroe.
As in Chris Monroe, Jill Monroe's younger sister, pigtails and braces?
They finally get it. I mean, Kate Smith, Kate Jackson, Catherine Smith. What's her name?
Jacqueline Smith.
Kate Smith. You know, she did make a cameo on there. She sang some songs. She sang the theme to Charlie's Angels at one time she was on. There's no show like Charlie. Anyway, so it was Cheryl Ladd who made her debut. They replaced one blonde bombshell with another blonde bombshell on Charlie's Angels.
What year was that?
That was 1977. Farrah was getting too big.
Farrah was just 1 year then.
Yes, Farrah was just 1 year.
Because yesterday was the debut of the show.
Of course it was.
76.
Yes. Yeah, she became too big of a star. She's married to Lee Majors. Just couldn't deal with this TV stuff anymore. So that was in 77. 1992.
Rayon played a single period, faced nine shots, was scored on twice. Then she was offered a minor league contract by the Lightning. Another first for a woman. Philippe Quentin writes hockey for the newspaper La Presse.
This was a big deal in 1992. The Tampa Bay Lightning currently playing the Dallas Stars for the Stanley Cup Championship, by the way. Series tied at one. But they brought in female goalie Manon Rayon, who is a Canadian. A very, very good goaltender. She became the first female to play in an NHL game, which was, it was an exhibition game. She allowed two goals, nine shots. Just think about this. We have the Stanley Cup Finals going right now, and we should be playing exhibition games getting ready for the regular season in the National Hockey League.
Everything's kittywampus.
That's how kittywampus, good use of that term here, 2020 is. And then 1994.
Send you here for life? That's exactly what they take.
I believe in two things. Discipline.
Help me, Dad!
And the Bible. Here you'll receive both.
Andy came to Shawshank Prison in 1947.
So Shawshank Redemption.
I didn't, since you asked.
What a movie. It was released on this day, 1994. We wouldn't have several of the cable channels without Shawshank Redemption. I'm pretty sure AMC, some of these other ones, Paramount used to be the Spike Channel.
Sure.
They wouldn't be around if not for Shawshank Redemption. They
probably
make their living on playing Shawshank Redemption several times a week. We have birthdays now today. Julio Iglesias. We have a copyright kerfuffle with Julio Iglesias' people. We can't play any Julio Iglesias. That's sad.
Really?
But he's 77. Huh. No, not really. I just forgot to cue something up.
Okay, so that's right.
The guy can sing in five languages.
We'll
That's
play
pretty
his
good.
Song with Willie. Maybe.
I can barely sing in one language.
Right.
This guy is five. He's sold
Skilled.
100 million copies, 60 albums. Julio Iglesias, 77. We have Marty Schottenheimer. You remember him,
sure.
The football coach?
There's a gleam, man. There's a gleam.
There's a gleam?
Let's get the gleam.
Of course there's a gleam. Don't you remember that? That was a great toothpaste.
Yes,
gleam toothpaste.
I do remember it.
Marty Schottenheimer, known for his scintillating pregame pep talks with his team, asking them to find the gleam.
Mm-hmm.
He's 77 today.
Have you ever written a song about bone surgery?
No, Donna, I have not. However, I did have a little unfortunate auto mishap a few weeks back, and I don't want to sadden your television audience or anything, but I was put temporarily in a wheelchair. And through that experience, I did write a song called Ballad of a Legless Woman.
So that's Mary Kay Place.
Oh,
she played Loretta Haggers on Mary Hartman. How about that for a fake satirical country music artist? Loretta Haggers.
That's good.
Loretta Lynn, Merle Haggard. It was perfect in the 70s.
from Mary Hartman. Mary Hartman, and she actually released some songs. I think she had two top tens.
Wow.
As a singer playing that role, Loretta Haggers on Mary Hartman, Mary Hartman. The strangest show I ever saw when
it
I
is.
Was seven.
I didn't ever get it.
It was a soap opera, but it was a satire, and I didn't get it. And nope. You were older than me, and you
didn't even get it.
No. Uh-uh. So Mary Kay plays is 73, The Boss.
Madman, drummers, bombers, and Indians in the summer with a teenage diplomat. In the dumps with the mumps as the adolescent bumps his way into his hat.
Now that is poetry. Madman, drummers, bummers, and Indians in the summers of the teenage diplomat. I love the merry-go-round, the calliope. Did it crash to the ground, Neil? Do you know?
I think so.
That's such a different song when Bruce Springsteen, the man who wrote it, when he performs, it's so much different than Manfred Mann. Isn't it?
Yeah, I can understand it easier.
So
sure.
Bruce Springsteen, he's still out there. He's got a channel on the XM. He's doing shows, not right now because of COVID-19, but he's 71 today. Greetings from Asbury Park, Neil.
Well, one of the greatest ever in rock.
And a little note, that, believe it or not, is his only number one song. Not his version, but the Manfred Mann version. None of the other songs that he ever did. Bruce Springsteen, and We Are the World went number one, but that's his only other one. Nothing that he did as a solo act
really
ever went to number one.
Dancing
did you know
dark?
That?
No. I would have thought one a couple of those.
Billboard 100. It did not. Hey, it's time to play another game and another edition of Know Your Forrester Sisters.
Oh, well, you can't beat them up because they're bigger than you. You can't live with them and you just can't shoot on
Neil.
I'm going June.
Talking about Neil. You're going with June?
Yeah.
You got June. It is June.
Oh, nice.
Nice. Did you actually look that up, or did you
not
know that June's birthday?
No, it's just a guess.
Are there four Forrester sisters?
Yeah,
it's easy
June.
To remember that. Four Forrester, yes. Very easy.
I don't like that. June and Christy.
June is 64 today.
Okay, good.
June, congratulations. George Costanza.
You're giving me the it's not you, it's me routine? I invented it's not you, it's me. Nobody tells me it's them, not me. If it's anybody, it's me.
All right. George, it's you.
You're damn right it's me.
he was great at, he's just expert at relationships. He was a relationship expert, and of course he was a master of his domain. He would utilize Serenity Now.
One of TV's greatest characters.
He was. George Costanza, Jason Alexander, 61. Speaking of wrestling, one of the Hardy Boys.
They are the World Tag Team Champions, Matt and Jeff, the Hardys.
Hardy's in the house, JR.
A huge ovation for Matt and Jeff Hardy tonight here in Toronto, the World Tag Team Champions.
Nancy Drew, I think, would lead them to the ring, right?
I would think so.
Matt Hardy is 46. Our rapper of the day is Lazy Bone. From the Bones Thug and Harmony group.
Nice.
Lazy Bone is 46, and he was Falcon of the Marvel Universe.
Dude, you just ran like 13 miles in 30 minutes.
Guess I got a late start.
Really? You should be ashamed of yourself. You should take another lap. Did you just take it? I assume you just took it.
What are you? On your left. Remember that, on your left.
Yes.
And then they brought that back. The climactic scene at the end of the last Avengers movie. They brought the on your left back, and that's Anthony Mackie, who's
very nice.
The Falcon, 43 today.
All right, gone but not forgotten. Walter Pidgeon is an actor. He was in Funny Girl and Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea, 1897. He could do it all. Sing, dance, act, Mickey Rooney.
I said, do you have any idea what I've been doing tonight, Gus? Keep a lid on it, butterscotch. Look, you want to dance, hot dog? You want to dance?
Hey, Gus, you're an old man. I don't want to hurt you.
Ooh! Oh! Sweet dreams, cupcake! No! Pile driver!
That was one of his last acting roles on Night at the Museum. It was very good.
It was
him
good.
And Dick Van Dyke.
Yes. Mickey Rooney. Of course, he did some movies with Judy Garland, Minnesota's Own, and
Mad World.
Yes, he was in that, in the Andy Hardy series. 1920 for the very talented Mickey Rooney. Legendary jazz musician John Coltrane, 1926. And a Grammy Award-winning singer, Ray Charles.
And then you say goodbye. I watch you walk away.
signed the lucky guy. Oh, to never, never.
Mickey Gilley said during his show Sunday that this was one of the highlights of his career when he had a chance to be on stage and perform this song with one of his heroes, Ray Charles.
Very cool. Ray Charles and Julio Iglesias, and they've sold some records between them. Grammy Award winner there, Ray Charles, 1930, and actress Romy Schneider was in some movies back in the day, 1938, and they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Your staff overlooked Ebb Dawson.
Fine father you are. Oh. I'm not your father. I'm glad. The kind of advice you give your son, which I'm not, and I don't intend to be.
He was Ebb Dawson on Green Acres, and then he crossed over to Beverly Hillbillies, then on Petticoat Junction.
Yeah, he was one of those, yeah.
He was
like
a good character.
Sam Drucker.
Yeah, he just passed away not long ago.
Yeah, I saw that.
Here in 2020, Tom Lester was his name, and that's probably why your staff missed him, because he had
passed away.
You guys, your staff is usually, what, 1 or 2 years behind? You're still working on...
Close, yeah. We're trying to clean up 18 right now.
Right, and very similar to the auditor's office there across the street. They're a couple years behind on our receipts. But he would have been 72 this or 82 this year. Oh. He passed away. Tom Lester, Ebb from Green Acres. Now
they're all gone.
But not forgotten.
Did you see we lost a big sports star here? Just popped on the screen. Gail Sayers passed away.
Oh, my goodness.
This morning.
Oh,
so that's 77.
Wow.
One
so
of the
there's, thank you. Your staff saw that.
Yeah, we saw that, but we'll forget about it by the time it's his birthday.
Your staff, let's just say they're spotty.
Spotty.
Sometimes.
Spotty.
Sometimes
yes.
They rise above beyond, and then other times they're derelicts in their duty. So would you like to start your Bob-a-thon with Kentucky Headhunters' Oh Lonesome Me, Tracy Byrd, I'm From the Country, or Tim McGraw, I Like It, I Love It?
Headhunters today.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KDDG.